Namaste, welcome to Sambad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Today I begin a little differently. A new calendar year has begun unfolding, and we all are charting our course through it. As we plan various aspects of our personal and professional life, it would be prudent to look at how collectively, individually and collectively, we are having an impact on our life's journey and that of the environment around us, as our existence is rooted in the environment that we are an integral part of. Now, Sambad Together in Conversation, to the ones paying heed, this is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance, and it highlights the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again, and this is where I remind the listeners of Sambad Together in Conversation again, that what we give our attention to matters as our life's experience, or one may say life experience, would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. What is attention? It is as fundamental as food. And mostly what do? We go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week, I bring to your attention an excerpt titled "The Brain's Latent Capacities, Humanity's Next Step," from a collection of articles titled "Higher Consciousness, The Brain's Latent Capacities." The contributing authors are Robert Onstein, David Sobel, and Sally Milne. These articles draw our attention to this important fact. Listen to it carefully. Two modes of consciousness coexist within each one of us. Normal limited consciousness that enabled us to survive since the Ice Age, and a second mode of consciousness that, when developed, accesses a deeper, more comprehensive, objective understanding of the world and our place in it. Now to the excerpt. Keeping it short, normal thinking or normal consciousness evolved for the primary purpose of ensuring each individual's biological survival. So its major concern is, in capital, me. We all possess a nascent intuitive sense that is the basis of an expandable consciousness, and which is sometimes called wisdom, deep perception or direct perception, and probably many other names. Or our collective future may depend on its development. Here ends the excerpt, but I'm sure you will enjoy reading these articles and many more articles. You can click on the following link that is provided here to read this particular article. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you enjoy reading in solitude, you like your own space, do read, but do not forget to share sharing important facts, important excerpt, or interesting excerpt with your family, friends, or near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week or whenever we upload. Sometimes we upload with a gap of more than a week, more than a fortnight. Now, for those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, I wish and pray that you all stay safe and remain healthy. You all have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.